Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. The voice is a little cracking as we've been drinking already at the beginning of this Memorial Day weekend. Golfing, drinking, podcasting, PLE watching. It's a great thing. And once again, right here on Chair Shot Radio Network, PC Tunney and DJ from the Mindless Wrestling Podcast have been drinking and got you fucking covered after the podcast to listen in and hear our thoughts and feel like maybe you're not crazy either because you agree with some of the things that we think about. DJ, brother, always great to see you. Cheers. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Happy, like, day drinking, PLE watching. Like, you and I think, enjoy it the most. How are you and how much did you enjoy this afternoon?
I'm good. I'm not drunk, but I've got a pretty good buzz, feeling all right now. Got a fresh haircut, a fresh beard trim, and watched some really good wrestling. I enjoyed the show overall.
Yeah, it was really good. I thought the crowd was really good. I thought the crowd was like, hey, like, we can top France.
Yeah, you kind of got that feeling that they were trying to. I'm not quite sure they topped it, but they still... Like we said on the last time we did this after the France show, man, that these international crowds really watch it the way you're supposed to. And, you know, nothing against our lovely folks here stateside, but sometimes we try to make ourselves part of the show, and it gets a little annoying, and people's what they think they know comes out, and I just don't have the patience for it sometimes. This crowd was a lot of fun. They got into it. Yeah.
So you were getting some grooming done, and I was doing some golfing and having a couple of drinks at the bar before I got home for the show. And lo and behold, we both tuned in to find out that Jade and Bianca had defended their titles against Candice and Indy successfully in about 8 minutes.
Sorry, I missed that. I'll have to go back and watch that later on because, you know, I'm really invested in Jade and Bianca. And I love that Candice and Indy are getting these opportunities. It's now twice they flew them over to Australia for that show. And then they flew them over to Saudi Arabia for this show. Really good to see them being used. I think Candice is probably one of those underutilized women on their roster. And in my opinion, Indy's a star. I've loved every minute of her being, you know, her NXT run. And I've wanted to see more from her on the main roster.
No, Indy gets it. I think that's an easy,
she does.
Easy way to put it. We start off with the title change, though, on the main show. A tribute to Britney Spears in the outfits of Becky and Liv. And
I'm glad somebody else caught that, because I don't know enough about Britney Spears to have gotten that reference. Like, I had to actually look into it.
I seen somebody else that compared it, and it was pretty spot on. But what else was spot on was you and I. We both, before the match and, 30 seconds to a minute into the match, declared in our chat with Dave for the Big Four Project that we seen this look in Becky's eyes, like, this is, might be her last match for a while.
Yeah, and you and I both, most notably, at the very start of the match when they were introducing the competitors, they do the thing, and she holds up the belt, and there was just this look in her eyes. And I don't like to do that body language expert thing that a lot of people did, that they did with Kevin Owens 3 or 4 years ago when they thought he was frustrated and going to leave WWE. There was something genuine on Becky's face during the introductions that told a story that was kind of real life.
Yeah, it totally felt that way. But she still went out and had a really good match with Liv. Liv looked great.
Liv looks incredible, man. And I don't mean just looks.
No, yeah, no, I got you. Yeah, she's working well.
Yes, she went out there. There were some really slick reversals. A couple of good O'Connor rolls and just some different things that Liv was doing out there. My co-hosts disagree with me. Well, one of them does. Rob doesn't care for Liv very much. I've seen the evolution of Liv. I've seen her grow. When you look back to her Riot Squad days, very obvious that Ruby Riot was the star. Liv was a diamond in the rough, but she still didn't put all the pieces together. And I think Liv has now, within the last 3 or 4 months, and definitely tonight, definitely cemented her role in the company.
So what are your thoughts on the seeds that they're planting here, and what do they do with Dominic and Liv moving forward, considering Dominic supposedly failed, I put in quotes, in his mission? Because I think that he was there to make sure she did win it so that Rhea could beat her, so that he could reel her in, and when they needed it most, he could take advantage of that and help Rhea.
I don't know where they're going with this. Like, I'll fanbook and say that this reminds me very much of when Eddie and Chyna were together and Chyna caught Eddie at the shower. I don't know if you remember that bit when Chyna caught Eddie in the shower with the two women. Mm-hmm. And then they split up. In my fanbooking, that's where they're going down a similar route, and it ends with Rhea versus Dom at some premium live event.
Oh, boy. Well, that'd be crazy.
That's I'm calling that. I'm planting my flag on that.
All right, they're calling the first big intergender sub co possibly just main event.
Will be Dom versus Rhea.
Okay, all right. How do you feel about Liv Morgan though, moving forward until we get to Rhea?
Love it, absolutely love it. I pulled for Liv on the Mindless Wrestling podcast when we discussed the kickoff show. I pulled for Liv to win it. I'm here for Liv Morgan.
All right. Before we get into a couple of things here, I want to talk about another QR code, and I know it was probably a little later in the show here, but I mentioned it in the group chat, and I think you agreed with me. Like, let's get the ball. I like what they're doing. I'm okay with it. I'm happy they're doing it. I know they've assembled some pieces that we haven't seen on TV for a while, and some pieces that were hurt that we haven't seen on TV for a while, hopefully. But we need to get this ball rolling this week. Like, I'm tired of just, like, how long until we see something? Because this was the problem with Bray Wyatt's character, and I'm sorry. I'm not just going to sit here and tell you everything was great from Bray Wyatt. It wasn't. Was he great? Yeah, he was. But a lot of the shit that happened storyline-wise just consistently did not deliver or go anywhere. And I want to say that as respectfully as possible, but that's honest to God truth from my opinion. It didn't go anywhere a lot of times, and this hasn't gone anywhere yet.
Yeah. No, you're not wrong there. That was one of the complaints when Bray was still with us and he was still doing the thing. We talked about this on my podcast. It felt like week in and week out, he was coming out and giving some variation of the same promo. And then they would do the QR codes and they would tease the things and they had the Wyatt Six in the audience and they did all the things. But this is one of those things where the slow burn was way too slow. And to his credit, I feel like it was the payoff was going to be amazing. Because I enjoyed the hell out of the Mountain Dew match with him and LA Knight. I thought it was fun. I thought it was well produced. I thought it was perfectly fine for what they were trying to do. But the rest of it just took way too long. And I am very curious to see what they do with Bo Dallas to try and, one, create his own legacy while paying homage to Bray and continuing that, you know, that storyline that Bray wanted to do. But yeah, they're going to have to step up the pace here a little bit.
Yeah, couldn't agree with you more there. I'm glad we're on the same page. I don't feel so crazy, although I had a feeling I was right because a lot of people, that was the biggest complaint about the Bray Wyatt thing, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, my two guys on my show were ready to check out on it at one point. They're like, you know what? I've given it 6 weeks and it's gone nowhere.
Yeah, do something.
I'm ready to check out.
Exactly. Yeah. Sami Zayn defends successfully his Intercontinental title, pinning Bronson Reed. Chad Gable not winning or losing in this match, but getting turned on possibly by Otis. Did Otis mean to do that, or was he trying to do what? Yeah, the story will continue. I thought this was a really fun 13-14-minute match. We all had Sammy retaining. I would imagine you did too.
No, I pulled for Gable.
Oh, yeah.
This
Gable,
is the one match I got wrong. I pulled for Gable, but I wouldn't have been unhappy if Bronson Reed had won, I think, where I left it off on our show.
I got you. It was a great match. I thought they did a really good job there. I just don't think the storyline is done with Gable now that he wasn't involved in the pinfall, right?
Right.
So
yeah, he's got a solid argument to make. Hey, I wasn't the one pinned. I want one more shot at Sammy. And I think somewhere in the near future, Chad Gable's due.
What do you think happens next now with him and the rest of the Alpha Academy?
Well, that's tough. I definitely think Otis is going to have to answer for some things on Monday night. I think Chad's going to take him to task. I think Maxine's fairly well out. I think she walked out on him on last week's Raw, didn't she?
She did not want to help him in his match last week, so he told her not to come out to the ring at his match today at the pay-per-view.
Gotcha. Okay. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I still feel like they're leading up to him teaming up with the Creeds, which I think would be astronomical for them.
Yeah, that just makes sense, right?
Why? That's a good pairing.
Bring him into heels. I couldn't agree with you more. Nia Jax, your queen of the ring. Did you have it? Yes, me too. Thank you. Let me roll it out here. I got it. I got it for her right here. Where are you? Do you want to talk
queen
about
Nia Jax?
Do you want
go
to
ahead, go ahead.
No, I want you to comment first on the interaction between her and Triple H.
It was genuine. Like, you see the look on her face, you look at the road that it took, you know, because she was released by the company 3 years ago, you know, after the pandemic, you know, with the whole vaccination thing. For her to come back, her second run has been nothing short of spectacular. And to see that real emotion on her face, like, it got me in the moment. Like, I'm watching her and I'm like, this is real. And you know, she's earned, like, often the crowd does, you deserve it. And rarely do they really, really deserve it. I feel like Nia deserves this.
She can do so many things. She's like Teflon, right? Like, she can knock it over in a series of battles with somebody in a program, but then you can move her on and she can always win. You can always heat her up. She's like, you know what I mean? And she just looks great. She's in some of the best shape of her life. She's moving so well. She looks healthy in her legs. I know she's had problems with some things going
she's
on.
She's had some knee. She's had bilateral knee surgery, didn't she?
Yes. So I'm so happy for her. and she just looks so good with the crown, and it just makes sense. That's like a big match, her and Bayley at SummerSlam.
Yeah, I think a bully queen, Nia Jax, is going to be incredible television. And we can't get out of here on. Go ahead.
No, go.
I was going to say we can't get out of this match without complimenting Lyra Valkyria. How good was she tonight?
Amazing.
Like she's so good. I'm not completely sold on the character yet, but bell to bell, Lyra Valkyria's got it.
No, she's excellent. She moves well. She looks great. I'm interested to pay more attention now to how she sounds on the mic in the backstage, probably to start. But, yeah, I mean, Nia and Bayley, I'm here for it, I think. Yeah. And I thought they were almost going to turn Nia face, honestly. When she kept looking over at Lyra in the corner, like she was going to pick her up and raise her hand too, and the crowd would then cheer her. But no, they were happy with the booze. I think you're going to face Bayley and Nia heel at SummerSlam.
Yeah. Nia works better as a heel. I mean, I enjoyed the little face run she did when they did the whole Alexa Bliss bullying her and all that stuff. I thought it was fun. It was good and emotional. But she's so much more effective as a heel.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more. And one hell of a finisher there for that match, too.
Oh, my God.
Like, it looked like it looked like she tried to land on one side, but no, she just landed right on top of her.
Squish. And I like her using the bonsai drop. Like, that's so believable.
Oh, it's perfect. It's perfect. All right, we're going to take our one commercial break here. ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot, TheChairShot.com. Always use your head. And don't forget about ChairShot Radio Network on all of your favorite streaming platforms. We'll be right back.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
All right, folks, welcome back. PC Tunney and DJ from the Mindless Wrestling Podcast here. If you didn't listen to the Mindless Wrestling Podcast, make sure you go back and listen to it. That dropped yesterday, DWI the day before. And then you can just keep going backwards, and whatever you haven't listened to, check it out, because it's probably pretty good. We got two matches left on the card. This was a really nice, compact, just under 3-hour card. It was like 250-ish.
Yeah, and it didn't feel like it. No. Like, I turned around, and the main event was happening. I'm like, I feel like I've only been sitting here about an hour and a half, and that's been a thing with Triple H era pay-per-view or premium live events, I should say, is the pacing. The pacing of the shows has been really good.
Couldn't agree more. How'd you feel about Gunther defeating Randy Orton? How'd you feel about the flow of the match? Did you think you wanted, did you want Randy Orton? Did you want Gunther? I didn't have a chance to listen to the Mindless. I'm sorry. I was golfing.
Yeah, no, it's all good. It's all good. I picked Gunther. I absolutely loved this match. It was a great old school style wrestling match. Wrestling has often been called a game of human chess, and this was on full display here. Both guys picking their spot. Both guys very methodical. Both guys waiting for the other one to make a mistake. Randy made the first mistake. Gunther went in like an animal and just started attacking the lower back. Then Randy injured the knee. Gunther went after the knee. The match was absolutely incredible, and I don't want to harp on this too much until the finish. Like, they had this incredible match and had such a cluster F of a finish that I don't want to call too much attention to it, but I feel like we have to talk about it.
Oh, no.
Let's kind of an elephant in the room.
Let's talk about it right away, because it was a really weird transition into a finish, and then it was over, and then Randy's shoulder wasn't even barely on the mat for one. Like, it was up as one was going down. Like,
way the fuck up, and then the ref was right in position to see that shoulder, like, 6 to 8 inches off the mat.
Maybe that was supposed to happen.
I mean, maybe they'll address it on Raw.
No, I mean, they probably won't address it at all, but think about it, though. Like, sure, Gunther beat Randy Orton, but, like, I know you don't need to keep Randy Orton up, but, like,
I don't know. He's another Teflon guy.
I know, that's why I'm saying it doesn't really make sense, but...
Yeah, I think this was just a cluster. I don't think they were doing it to protect Randy. You don't need to protect Randy Orton. Losing clean to Gunther is not shameful at all at this point.
I did like the fact that Randy was like, I'm not going to let you like put welts all over me. We're not going to do that. We're going to have a good match. We're going to have a good match without slapping each other. You're not going to slap me. You slap me fucking once, I'm going to really fucking hit you.
Yeah, they probably talk backstage. Randy's probably like, you got 3, maybe 4 good chops, and then that's it, sir. Find something else.
Was there even that many?
There were at least 3 good ones. There was one really good one that left a bruise on Randy's, I think it was his right pack.
But this was not going to be Sheamus and fucking...
No. Randy don't do all that.
No. I don't know. It's interesting. You could have set up Randy and Cody, but now let's look forward. Gunther wins. Gunther gets a shot at likely Drew McIntyre. If we're all looking at the tea leaves together correctly, how do you feel about Drew McIntyre and Damian Priest as we head into Clash at the Castle? Because that was announced.
Yeah, that was announced tonight. I'm looking forward to that. I think after losing at Clash of the Castle 2 years ago, I think Drew McIntyre's – I think Damian Priest's days are numbered on that championship, and Drew McIntyre's going to claim the throne again. And then from there, it's anybody's game. And that's what I love about the World Heavyweight Championship is that over on SmackDown, Cody has the undisputed championship on lockdown. But on Raw with the World Heavyweight Championship, there's 6-8 guys you can rotate in and out of that role – and it'll be perfectly fine.
So you have Drew McIntyre taking the title into SummerSlam.
I do. All right. I do.
So this sells the most. Right?
That.
Okay.
So, and especially now that WWE has, you know, planted the flag in the ground that SummerSlam is now WrestleMania Junior. That's a SummerSlam worthy match. If they're not getting it at WrestleMania, it's definitely SummerSlam worthy.
Does that main event over Cody's defense?
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Boy, that's a tough call.
Isn't this fun?
That is fun. That's a very good question because it's CM Punk. And while we've seen him work a couple matches, we haven't seen him have the match yet.
I mean, Cleveland's not that far from Chicago.
Right. I feel like they might. I feel like it's okay to do it one time. It's SummerSlam.
Just the tip.
Just the tip. Just the tip. Right. Just the tip of the doink.
Can I just ask you a real simple question?
Sure.
How good is Logan Paul?
My God.
Dude.
I was sitting there.
I mean, really. Seriously. I mean, what the fuck?
Clinically, I sat back and watched him today. Like, I enjoyed the match, but I tried that because I do that with some of these quote-unquote celebrity people that are coming in to try and do this. He did one thing in there that I thought was slick as shit. He went from an arm wringer into a gut-wrench suplex. And I love a good gut-wrench suplex. Like, nobody uses it hardly enough. That's one thing. There's two moves in wrestling I wish people would use more. One is a gut-wrench suplex. The other one's a Japanese arm drag. And to see him transition from an arm wringer smoothly into a gut-wrench suplex was awesome. He's picking up the nuances, the subtleties. So smooth, so good.
Do you think he saved Cody, or Cody saved him when they had to go off the ropes on the stalled suplex?
I think it was a combined effort, because Cody definitely saw he was losing it. So he's like, all right, the slick thinking on Cody's part when he went into the slingshot on it. But yeah, Logan, there was one point where you could see Logan trying to shift his body weight a little bit to try and get him to keep himself from going over. So this was a team effort. And again, that just goes to show you, much like when Logan saved Rey Mysterio from breaking his neck, you know, a year or so ago, or when he won the U.S. championship. Now, granted, Logan, by his own admission, was out of position, and he was, but he still had enough foresight in like a split second to realize, hey, this guy's going to land hard. Let me catch him and, you know, and save him. And he did the same thing here with Cody in this move.
I just enjoy every time Logan Paul gets in the ring, to be honest with you. He is...
And I hate myself for that, but...
Why? Who cares? He's good. It doesn't matter. It's fine. Like, not only can he work, not only does he work well with others, not only does he impress you, he can tell a story with his facial expressions and his body language, and he gets it. It's stupid. It's so stupid.
Yeah.
It's like, literally, I do not feel bad anymore from when I, like, put him in the same sentence with someone like Kurt Angle, who has taken to the business so quickly, so well. Easily in the same class.
Right. I think some of this is me still needing to get over my bias of who he was when he was a punk kid YouTuber.
It's all...
And he did some dumb things, but he was also, again, I got to remind myself, he was a punk kid YouTuber. He's a grown-ass man now, who's got 10 years behind him since that incident and a lot of maturity. And I think we're seeing a different human now than we did back then. And I'm liking it. And I think my bias towards him as a person is slowly changing as he has changed as a person.
And now, not only do we have him in another great championship match where, like, okay, dude's wrestling for the title. Maybe he wins it, maybe he doesn't, but I know we're going to have a great match, right? So he can put another notch on that belt. But
yes.
Now he has an underlying feud with Michael Cole and Corey Graves to boot. Isn't that amazing?
That's very cool, and I like how they did that. And I don't know where that goes, because Michael Cole and Logan Paul, obviously at this point in his life, Michael Cole's not wrestling again. As far as I know, Corey Graves is not able to wrestle anymore. I heard a report somewhere about 8 or 10 months ago that he had been medically cleared, because I know he had some concussion issues, but I don't know if there's any fact to that. I don't know where that particular feud goes.
I think it's just another card to have in your pocket, up your sleeve, like Bailey and Cole kind of feud thing.
Right.
Where it's nothing but banter, but it adds just a little bit of another dimension to your character. So, I mean, yeah. Here, WWE, I don't know how many notches there are, but there's a lot of them in a row of successful, well above average PLEs. I mean, it's like... It's over 2 years.
Yeah, no, they're on a hell of a run right now. From the tail end of the McMahon era, transferring into the Paul Levesque era, WWE really has been cooking for, I would say, since WrestleMania 38. I thought WrestleMania 38 was a hell of a show. 39 was great. 40 was awesome. And we just keep rolling with it, man. Like, they really have not missed. I think there's probably been less than a handful of shows where I can say I didn't love that one as much as I loved the others. But there's not one show where I could say I didn't like it.
Right. Right. Couldn't agree more. I don't have any other real thoughts for today. I'm excited to see what we see this week. I think the biggest thing I'll harp on is I want to see what's going on with Uncle Howdy and these QR codes. I want to see something this week, even if it's just something physically there in the arena. And then the next week, I want to see more. I want to see something. I need it. You got a last thought?
Yeah, I'm hopeful. Some of the names that they've kicked around for this potential faction, one of them is Dexter Lumis. I loved Dexter Lumis in NXT. I think there's something there. I don't think him by himself right now is the answer because they tried that. I think if you bring him in Uncle Howdy's faction, get the audience familiar with him, I think there's something that you can do with that character. And it's somebody who you can peel back the layers on. So I'm really excited to see if he's part of that. And if he is, what they do with him.
All right, folks, there you have it. DJ and PC giving it to you again on another PLE in the afternoon. We're going to give you our immediate reaction. DJ, tell everybody about the Mindless Wrestling Podcast, please.
The Mindless Wrestling Podcast is myself, Rob the Genius, and Jason. We drop every Saturday on the Chairshot Radio Network. You can find me on the app formerly known as Twitter, at the Mindless Pod.
Follow me at PC Tunney. Check out everything Chairshot Radio Network. Don't forget, we will have a brand new Bandwagon Nerds this Memorial Day morning. We'll see you next time.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.